You can't get around it. Right now, there has to be mercury in compact fluorescent lamps, or what the experts call CFLs. The bulbs can't produce light without it. But mercury is toxic. It can cause brain damage and developmental problems in fetuses and young children, and that worries people. The good news is, the amount of mercury in compact fluorescence is very small. On average, there are about 5 milligrams of mercury in a CFL. That's about what would fit on the tip of a ballpoint pen. Jeff Kirchmerick is an expert on household hazardous waste.
There's 100 times more mercury in a thermometer than one CFL.
Kirchmerick says there's absolutely no reason to panic if a bulb breaks in your house. You just need to be careful cleaning it up. So let's have the experts walk us through it. First, we're going to have to smash a light bulb.
Well, we have a compact fluorescent light bulb here, and what we're going to do is break it and then bring over our methylmercury vapor gas detector to show what exactly the exposure issue is with a broken CFL.
Okay, here we go. And kids, don't try this at home.
And this is what we use to identify hot spots and mercury spills. And Dan's going to wand over it.
Dan is Dan Moody. He's the guy with the vapor detector.
Right now we're showing about 936 nanograms. We like to see below 300 to 400 nanograms for mercury in the environment, particularly at a residential type setting or anywhere children would be spending time.
Very quickly, the readings dropped to 304 nanograms. That's because we've got the door open and the room is vented. Moody says that level's not something to worry about for your average adult. The problem is, the mercury can linger in your house if you don't clean it up the right way. Most importantly, the experts say never, ever use a vacuum. Vacuums can spread mercury vapor through your house. Deb Stoller is a researcher with the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. She recently tested the best ways to clean up broken fluorescent bulbs. So, when you break a bulb,
make sure that your pets and children and other extraneous people are out of the room. Open a window and then leave the room yourself for a little while.
Wait about 15 minutes to let the room air out before you clean up the broken bulb.
So when you go back in the room, then I would recommend having some stiff paper, like index cards or even just a deck of cards, to pick up the bigger pieces.
Here's where good old duct tape comes in. You can use it to get the last little shards of glass off the floor. Then put all of your materials into a glass jar with a lid, seal it up, and take it out of the house. Although some states don't allow it, in most states, it is legal to throw the broken light bulbs in the trash. And when you go to the store to replace those light bulbs, you do have some choices. Alicia Culver is with the National Green Lighting Campaign. She says manufacturers are trying to find alternatives to mercury in fluorescent bulbs. But for now, the best you can do is try to buy ones with lower mercury levels.
We're also encouraging consumers not just to buy the cheapest CFL, but to look for ones that are Energy Star rated, and Energy Star is starting to put a mercury limit on the light bulbs that they will qualify and rate.
So the bottom line, Culver says compact fluorescents are still the best light bulbs to buy. Because they're so much more efficient, compact fluorescents cut back on electricity use, and that reduces demand on coal-burning power plants, by far the biggest source of mercury we're adding to our world. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.